A burning issue to talk about today. Seriously. Burning! I hope you're ready for some very substandard observational comedy. It's a tough week. It's a tough week. You know, they can't all be winners, can they? Not every week. Some weeks will be great, and some weeks you'll feel like you're crashing and burning. If you feel like that right now, well, you have my sympathy, and we're all here for you. The warm little family. It's like a one of those weighted blankets. Curious about those? You curious about those? What are they? You know, it's like a weighted. It's supposed to be really, really great. Almost as good as the feel of genuine human warmth. Kidding. Anyway, how are you? Are you all right? I've had an okay day. Moving. Anyway, here's my substandard observational comedy. Look, we get it. You know, in every organization, every company, you know, there's a kind of hierarchy. You know, you got your best people, and they handle like that the sharp end of the business, don't they? You put your top people on your top jobs for your top clients, you know, the big sell. You're going to do the big push with the people that you feel are the most skilled. And then, you know, the other jobs that aren't perhaps quite as business critical, you're going to give those to the dross. You know, what I'm saying. And what I'm saying to you is that the Tic Tac organization palpably has an A team and a B team. And what I'm saying is, the A team worked on the outer shell. It's sweet. It's delicious. It's exciting. It's got a beautiful mouthfeel. Well done, A team. B team, what's the middle all about? It tastes like, I don't know, flavoured chalk. It's got a slight vaguely medicinal thing going on. I don't get it. You know, who decided on that ratio? Why do you get such a tiny bit of outer shell? That's the good bit. Why can't you make the whole Tic Tac out of the outer shell part? Told you, a substandard observational documentary. I don't know what I'm talking about. Come on down, make the bus in the driver and open the doors. Open the doors, the driver. I said, driver. Why can't? Well, you know, what's that all about? And what's the top age that you're allowed to eat an orange or a lime flavour Tic Tac? What's the maximum age for that? Because I got mint ones in the car, because I sort of feel like, well, I'm a grown-up. I'm not allowed. And all this kinky new three shades of strawberry business, I'm not getting involved in that. But, you know, the orange and the lime, is it still acceptable at 47? Is that? I don't know. I just don't know. Yesterday, I have a vague memory of saying, I'll do some 6/8 music. Did I do? Or was that all just part of the burbling madness of yesterday? Anyway, I did some. Here it is. And that's about as far as I got, because I've got to make the tea in a minute. It's done, isn't it? Anyway, Rick's got in touch on the email there. It's nottoday@swanburst.com. I said that in a very Michael Govey voice. Not today. Hi, Jake. Apropos of nothing pod-related, I think you mean yapropos. And I'm grateful for that. Rick, listen. And if you're listening, anything you want to talk about, not today@swanburst.com. I mean, anything. I'll take anything on right now. The door is
wide open. Rick was watching the recent Prime Minister's briefing and remembered a game he plays. I need to move this back into the first person to read out the rest of this email. I remembered a game I play when we used to have work-based training or meetings, which I hope have been consigned to the bin of progress. It's called Erms Per Hour, or EPH for short. Oh, please don't count me. Please do not. I've been de-umming. That's a when I worked at the BBC, that's what people say. Have you de-ummed that interview? I've been doing a lot of that with a lot of podcasts, particularly the Vegan Life podcast lately. And it is hundreds of edits per podcast. Rick says, I would time a speaker for 60 seconds and note how many times they said, or any other time-wasting derivative. At the end of that 60 seconds, I would times my total by 60 to give the final EPH score. Please don't F me. The idea being that you could effectively score the presenter. My theory being the more erms there are shows the speaker is not exactly on top of the subject they're talking about. Even with nervous speakers that are on top of their source material, erms would vanish significantly after the first few minutes and the timing should then start. What do you think? Best wishes, Rick. That's a great idea. If anybody wants to time out a minute of each politician, particularly Hancock, let's time him out. Let's work out the EPH of all of our leaders. That's a great idea, Rick. I love that. That's brilliant. Thank you.
Let me put it in your ear hole, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let me put it in your ear.
All right.
Cause my man
Shake, yeah.
Me.
Thank you.
Something for you to hear. It's an earworm.
Well, just like the music that they describe, this appears to be a pretty sticky, hard-to-shift topic to talk about. Neil's been in touch. Hi, Jake and the Yapoplectics. That's a good one. I hear we're talking about earworms, or to give it its scientific name in Latin, the Auris annelida. Take your word for it, mate. The last time I suffered with an earworm, I thought I was on SETI Alpha 6. It unfortunately turned out to be SETI Alpha 5, and of course the rest is history. Sure. But I've never been able to get certain kids' TV shows out of my head. Those are the ones! For me, Musker Hounds. Every time. Any second I can start singing Ulysses, Ulysses soaring through all the galaxies. Or maybe even when the evil Shredder attacks, those Turtles boys cover no slack. Oh, wow. But because of the sheer amount of mental detritus in my head, sometimes they come out a bit mixed up. For example, Raggy Dolls, down at the bottom of the garden, McToot blows on his bagpipes, Je suis un tot. You could say I suffer from Tourette's. Meanwhile, I found the ultimate face mask for all-day use that can be reused. I went to the local stables in the middle of the night purely for exercise. Eck! Blooming eck! Purely for exercise and managed to get a horse's nose bag. They're absolutely perfect for covering your face. One size fits all, and they can also hold a wide variety of objects. Oh, God. I've managed to get in there a Morrison's meal deal, a Toblerone, and a can of Lilt, which I'm sure we can all agree is the truly, totally tropical taste. Totally is. Laters, yes, says Neil. I'm off to get my funk on. Well, with a jukebox like that playing in your head, how could you not? If you've got an earworm that you'd like to unburden, I'm literally lifting the format now. Just do it. You can email sean.keaveney at beep. No, sorry. You can email nottoday at swanburst.com. And it would be lovely to hear what's sticking in there. Particularly the ones you can't remember the lyrics to. Those are the ones that I really enjoy the most. Okay, that's kind of it for the podcast, I think. We've just got to allow this jingle to finish, which it's going to do right now. Here we go.
It's an earworm.
So is an earworm. I was kind of inspired by the Muppets. You know, there's a new sound, the newest sound of... Not that you could tell from that. I will be back with more fun stuff tomorrow. Don't make me start talking about the HSBC website. No one wants to hear that. Look, it's the day I had to pay tax, all right? It's a tax day. It's never a good day. I hope you're all right with all of that yourself. Lots of love. I'll be back with more tomorrow. Goodbye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.